Alex Jones.
How would you describe him?
He's a hugely influential conspiracy theorist.
His ravings are untethered from reality.
It's a nasty piece of work, but I think he's also a deflating windbag.
He's not right in the head.
I'm very pro-free speech, and the word dangerous is used far too liberally. In his case, I think it's actually justified. Yeah.
Could he be a threat to American talk? They think he's just nuts. And he is crazy, he is. But you gotta be crazy to stand in front of the world and put your ass on the line and say the things he's saying. So you gotta be a little crazy. It's like a rock star, like Axl Rose. Oh, he's crazy. Yeah, he's Axl fucking Rose.
There is a war for your mind.
Information is to unlock.
Information warfare.
I come to you with a spring in my step, a song in my heart, emotionally and spiritually refreshed, because you know how, as humans, we have to accept the fact that sometimes bad things happen to good people? Well, by the grace of God, sometimes bad things happen to Alex Jones.
That's a good thing.
The despicable and ridiculous Alex Jones
deserves every minute of torture.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform, but what do you do? He's out there.
Tucker Carlson continues to fawn over Jones, calling
him one of the most important truth tellers in America today.
What does it mean for the future of InfoWars?
InfoWars.com.
This is InfoWars, right?
I think everybody wants to know, will
he be shut down?
This verdict shuts down Alex Jones? Good.
I guess the good guys just won the InfoWars.
He is the number one threat to these people.
Take the bullhorn away.
You know, kicked us off the internet, tried to ban our IP, got banks to cancel us, lawsuits, censorship, investigations from the FBI. I mean, everything has been thrown at us.
Take him out. Make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
That's what matters.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
InfoWars.com lives. People can come to my show every day, 11 a.m. Central, and they can hear what I'm actually saying, Piers, versus what you're trying to put in my mouth.
You got God's warriors coming together like the SWAT team of free thought.
It has become more than ever a litmus test as to whether you get what's going on in the world or not.
This is InfoWars, right?
If you don't get what Alex Jones represents, if you can't recognize that Alex Jones is the real deal, you don't get anything.
We're going to give this information on InfoWars.
So no concept of the wider perspective here. If you still can't see through the lies that are telling you that Alex Jones is somehow not who he says he is, you still can't get it.
We've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American, because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today.
This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
InfoWarriors.
All we ever do is promote human freedom of every race, color, and creed. Our message is really imperative for everyone to understand, like, this is the way out. It's about understanding that every single human being has a right to live their life the way they want, unmolested and uncontrolled by those with more power than them. So no matter what they say about us, no matter how they want to portray us, just know that InfoWars really represents something totally unique, totally special, and an existential threat to the most vicious, evil, totalitarian, and importantly, miserable people on the earth. Who is the number one player in all of this? Who is the number one symbol of alternative media and, you know, internet content? It is
the legend that is Alex Jones, and you were fighting on the front line, and now we're here with you. You got some other superheroes, part of the Avenger movie, fighting for Christ and free speech.
Folks, we really are going to save this country, and we really are going to save this planet.
On InfoWars, think about that for a second.
They're going to remember Alex Jones. They're going to remember InfoWars.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Well, barring a miracle,
InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
To the War Room with Leonardo Joni. I'm your host for today because I think Harrison was abducted by the globalists, so we're still working on getting him back. We've got some exciting things we're going to talk about today. I've sent over some links, but some of the stuff we're going to talk about, guys, is, as everybody knows, Twitter made it possible to see locations this past week, and the DHS was revealed to be located in Israel. Oh no! So immediately people began posting screenshots and screen recordings showing that DHS was said to be located in Israel. And within about 15 to 20 minutes of this news breaking, the feature was no longer available. Meaning we couldn't see the locations anymore until they went back in, fixed whatever problem there was, and suddenly we could see locations again. Let's go ahead and pull up that first link there from Lauren Witzke, where she's showing the screen recording. There's a tweet. I don't know if you guys can get that up. There we go. The first one. Yeah, there we go. This is it. So this is a screen recording where somebody went and clicked. Can we start it from the beginning? Let's start this from the beginning. There we go. So they're clicking the location, right? And you could see that it says Israel. It's a little blurry. And then what they're showing you on the side is a program that runs to show you if there have been any changes made to the screen recording, right? Like if there's been any kind of Photoshop. And as you can see, none is being detected. This is all exactly what people were seeing when they were clicking on the Department of Homeland Security's location. It was coming up as based in Israel. So the news of this broke, and, you know, the Department of Homeland Security first initially just replied to the tweet that said they were located in Israel with a funny meme of Trump going, oh, as if he's been shocked and being caught, try to play it off as if it was funny. Well, nobody was laughing because they were like, no, it says that you're based in Israel. Well, now the stories have come up, right? The Department of Homeland Security made a tweet that said, I can't believe we have to say this, but this account has only ever been run and operated from the United States. Screenshots are easy to forge. Videos are easy to manipulate. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And that is correct. Screenshots are easy to forge and videos are easy to manipulate. That's why we showed you the video of the Photoshop editor detector saying, nope, this was an actual screen recording. Okay. Now, the story kept changing, all right, because Nikita Beer, one of the, I guess, admins over at X, gave us two different excuses for trying to say that that the story was fake. First, he said, this is fake news. We can go to that second link, guys, if you want to pull that up so people can read along with me and see that I'm reading from Nikita's very tweet there. Are you seeing it? All right, I'll read it while you guys pull it up, right? So it says, he said, this is fake news. Location was not available on any gray check account at any point. Furthermore, the DHS has only shown IPs from the United States since account creation. Well, that would be fair if we, there we go, that's the one. If we scroll down, just click on that first image so that we can see that first image there. Yep, there we go. Right there, it says this is fake news. Location was not available at on any gray check account. Oh, interesting. Interesting, because we actually did click on it, okay? But then if you click on the second image, guys, let's pull that second image up. You'll see another excuse that he says. He says, oh, it was shut off because the account creation country was incorrect on a very small subset of old accounts due to IP ranges changing over time. You tell me what that means. How does an IP range in America suddenly show up in Israel? And not like, why didn't it show up like Canada or Mexico or Venezuela? No, it showed up Israel, where we have all this suspicion that our Department of Homeland Security might be working for a foreign government, okay? Stop spreading misinformation. You're just as bad as those engaged in foreign interference. Well, we are not doing any foreign interference. We're actually trying to find the truth. And attacking people for trying to find the truth as being bad and malicious agents is how you try to discredit someone who's revealing something you don't want them to see. So I'm not saying it was definitely based in Israel, but I do find it interesting that the Department of Homeland Security was founded in November 2002 in response to 9/11. What happened after 9/11? Oh, yeah. We went to war in the Middle East to fight the enemies of Israel. In fact, Benjamin Netanyahu even came to our Congress and started campaigning for us to go to war with Saddam. And he said, I guarantee you, if you go to war with Saddam, it'll be peaceful and everybody will be happy. And none of that happened. Okay? And let's not forget that the second in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, the second administrator, was Michael Chertoff. Yes, let's see if we can pull up a picture of Michael Chertoff here. Michael Chertoff, yes. Let's see, did you guys... Okay, I'll actually just see if I can share my screen with everybody. So you guys can see... Oh, I can't... Okay, if you guys let me share my screen, then I can share it with people. Okay. Michael Chertoff was an American attorney, and he was the second United States Secretary of Homeland Security. How do we like that, everyone, huh? Why was he so significant? Whoa, well, I'll tell you why. Because remember when there were a bunch of Israeli art students and the dancing Israelis that were caught after 9/11. Well, Michael Chertoff let them go back to Israel with no problem. So people being suspicious about the Department of Homeland Security maybe being an office that's foreign run and interested in helping a foreign government, then getting confirmed when location get turned on and the people who are running our country are too stupid to fix it before you turn it on, and it shows that it's in Israel. Yeah, stop gaslighting us. There's a reason that we are suspicious. Okay? Oh, yeah, Michael Chertoff's mom was born in Israel. So, yeah, that would be the connection there. Okay, so this is what's going on. And also, you know, it would be one thing if they just had a pretty good story about what happened. You know, it was a mistake, right? If you just said it was a mistake and you showed us some other accounts that also were cross-pollinating with the IPs, we could be like, okay, maybe. But you came up with like three different stories, okay? One of them was it was edited. It was an edited video, edited screenshot, so it's wrong. The second one was, well, no government accounts had anything displaying. And the third one was, it was showing that by mistake. So we know you're lying now, okay? Now we know you're lying, and everybody should just be aware that the Department of Homeland Security, which runs TSA, and you know how you guys have to go through those X-ray screening machines? Unless you pay like a $150 fee, which apparently is enough to make you not a terrorist. But if you're going through security regular, when you're going to get on a plane, you got to go through the body scans. Well, guess who put those in and who profits off those? If you said Michael Chertoff, you were correct. That's right. He was crucial to instituting the body scanners that I think may end up giving people cancer because you just got X-rays filling your body. So that's what's happening there, okay? Now, if that isn't enough, let's go to that video of the Zionist Melanie Phillips basically calling for violence from Jewish people and Zionists towards any non-Jews who want to interfere with their plan. Something that if any non-Jew called for against Jews, they would be instantly arrested for. But here she is in public, in a conference, just openly, publicly calling for a full-scale genocide of Israel's enemies. But no, there is no genocide going on in Palestine. And if you think there is, you're an anti-Semite, okay? Let's go ahead and play that video, guys.
Now there is a spirit abroad in Israel, which people have not seen before, a spirit among younger people. They will not be diverted from defeating the enemy. It is no longer enough simply to what was called mowing the lawn, to keep the enemy down on the basis that they're always going to be there and we're always going to fight them. No, enough. We will now fight to defeat the enemy because we know that only defeating the enemy is what we should be doing. And there's been a realization that this idea of mowing the lawn, this idea of not going too far, this idea of doing what the world expects us to do, that is galut mentality. That is diaspora mentality. That is trying to please and appease the world. But the world we now understand from what we've been living through and are still living through, the world cannot be appeased. It has to be fought. It has been described, and I think most wonderfully, as a move from Talmud to Tanakh, by which I mean this. The Talmud, that collection of rabbinical ordinances, which justifiably can be said to have kept the Jewish people alive since their exile from the land of Israel, is very much a diaspora mentality. It is a mentality which looks inward, which says we are up against a world which hates us, we have to protect ourselves. The Tanakh is full of stories of the Jewish people of antiquity fighting real battles, killing real people in defense of their nation and their people and their faith. And that is what has to be done. And I see that what we are seeing now in this war that has been fought is the resurrection of the Tanakh Jew, the return of the heroic Davidic warrior, strength, not weakness.
Okay, interesting. She would like her fellow Zionist Jews to remember when Jews killed real people and start killing real people again. And everybody in America should feel totally fine because she's talking about the Palestinians, right? 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 No, not right, because she actually cites how in part of her speech, she also talks about how Europe has historical guilt for the persecution of Jews that they've done. Interesting. So all Europeans have historical guilt for the actions of their ancestors, which then makes me ask, well, do the Jews have historical guilt for the actions of their Bolshevik ancestors who waged war against Europeans time after time after time again? Do they? Or does this, is this only a one-way street? See, you have to be very cautious when someone starts saying, we have to kill the enemy. The enemy is threatening our life. And it, they are not specific and clear about who the enemy is, because then the enemy can be defined in any which way they want. So I technically could be an enemy right now because I'm highlighting the insanity of what she's saying and how this could be used to commit a genocide against any person who opposes whatever actions Israel feels it needs to do to defend itself. Okay, very, very dangerous talk. And you have to say, if this person, like, if I would be, I would force her to define who is her enemy. Is this your only enemy? Is this the only person who could be your enemy? Okay. And they want us to feel totally okay with whatever's going on with the Palestinians because they're these crazy Muslims. They're crazy, insane, terrorist Muslims. But they always leave out that a huge segment of the Palestinians are Christians, the original Christians. You know, they were actually Jews who converted to Christianity because they followed Christ. In fact, if you look at their DNA, if you look at the DNA of a lot of Palestinian Christians and Muslims, their DNA is actually closer to the ancient Israelite DNA than the people who are claiming to be the true Israel now, which are really Polish and Eastern European Jews who decided that, hey, this plot of land is in a good place to do trade and has lots of minerals, so we want to go there and we're going to claim historical precedent, right? That's why you can't do DNA tests in Israel. Okay, a lot of information there. So I feel very, very uneasy listening to her talk about this because she also presents it as if, you know, we all have this idea, too, that like it's Jews have just always been victims and they have never done any acts of violence. But now they're going to start. Okay, yeah, you might believe this if you're historically illiterate and the only version of history you have is the one that was taught to you in school and you never looked at any primary source materials, you never studied any of the history of Eastern Europe, the communist revolutions that resulted in deaths of millions and millions of people, and you didn't know that those were orchestrated and started by ethnically Jewish people. Oh, no, you can't say that. Why? Why not? It's a fact. You can look it up. Go look up the Bolsheviks in Hungary, the communists in Hungary who started their Hungarian Soviet Republic. I believe this revolution started around 1904, and the leader of it was Béla Kun. Oh, Béla Kun was ethnically Jewish. All of the leadership in his party was ethnically Jewish. And they started a revolution against the Hungarian prince and the Hungarian monarchical government because they told the workers, oh, you're oppressed. You need to fight for your rights. And they started a revolution against them. And then once they won, they nationalized apartment housing. They gave 100,000 homeless people free shelter. All rent was canceled. Everybody got unemployment benefits. There was free maternity leave, free medical care, higher wages. And you go, well, how could that be bad? That's all got to be good because nothing's free. All of that stuff had to be paid for from someone. You can't just, you know, you can't just like give someone a house because someone had to make that house. Someone had to cut down the trees for the lumber that you're going to use. Somebody had to put them together to build a house. Somebody had to paint it. So the land had to have been maintained. So what you've done when you've given someone a house is you've literally just stolen someone's labor. Now, that'll be fine for the 5 minutes that you transfer this house that someone built to someone else. But guess what's going to happen? All the house builders are going to see that, oh, if I build a house, you're just going to steal it from me and give it to someone. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop building houses. So when all the house builders stop building houses, now you better hope that you don't have any more people who need houses because you're not going to have any more houses. And this is what they did. And what ended up happening is it led to runaway inflation. Because you're giving everybody everything for free, so there's no value to the money because there's no labor to back it up, and it led to mass starvation. What do you know? Every single time, okay? And this is what they're trying to do all around the Western world. You see this happening in England, for example. In England, the English people, the native English people, the British, have to go to work. They get up at 7, they go to their construction jobs, they go to their labor jobs, they pay taxes, they do the work, and then they're watching all of these Middle Eastern and African refugees coming in, getting free housing, aid, free medical care. They're not getting up until 10, 11 o'clock, walking around in their pajamas, claiming they're disabled, they can't work. Guess what's going to happen? The Brits are going to go, I'm building houses for the invaders. You're stealing from me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop building houses. I'm going to stop working. And if I'm not working, I don't have any taxes to pay. So then what's going to happen? There's no homes. There's nothing to eat. Nobody's around to support all of these invaders who somehow think that Britain just magically has wealth and prosperity and enough to eat, and it has nothing to do with the labor of the British citizens, okay? So you can see the roots of this ideology that is infesting the West is communist ideology, communist Marxist ideology. But because we don't learn real history in this country, we spend all this time learning about the Nazis, the evil Nazis. There's movie after movie after movie every year about the evil Nazis. Fine, we understand the dangers of fascism. Thanks for drilling that. What about the dangers of communism? Because communism is also evil and dangerous. Why don't we learn about that? Oh, is it because the communists are in charge of our country and our curriculum? I don't know. Let's look around at the world, and it looks like we are being infested by the same communist Marxist ideology that has destroyed civilization after civilization. Okay? So here are some fun things that happened. Okay, when they did all that, you know, they canceled the rent. They just gave housing. You completely decimated the middle class. The middle class tended to be landowners and they tended to be landlords. So you just took their property, nationalized it, right? And you, who do you hear talking about this? Oh, the good old Mamdani in New York City, right? What is he talking about? He's talking about affordable housing, free housing, rent, no rent increases, free groceries, government-owned groceries. That's going to be really awesome for exactly 5 seconds, okay? And then once the farmers stop getting paid for their food, they're going to stop sending you food. Now, I know you think, well, we can just force them. I know they thought the same thing in Hungary. But the peasantry decided they would rather burn their own agricultural products than give it to the urban communists who they saw as just working for Bela Kun and his fellow Jewish commissars who had just confiscated everything. Well, they were like, well, since I'm just feeding these people who hate me and are just stealing from me, I'd rather burn it. And that's what will happen here. And that's what leads to complete starvation, because the peasantry wasn't eating. You were taking their the fruits of their labor, which is what I'm saying, right? If you keep doing this, the house builders, the farmers, the people who keep everything running will go, I'm out. And good luck trying to get third worlders to figure out how to turn the power on. Okay, we'll have more. We're going on break right now, but we'll be back in just a few minutes. Hang tight.
This is the biggest show we've ever run. It runs until Friday. Listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. So you can buy a supplement that's $20 and get one that's $40 for free. Did you hear that? That is insane. And there's a bunch of other specials running on top of it.
We have an 80%+ reorder on these supplements. People love them so much, but I'm trying to get those of you out there that are on the fence, 99% of you, to go there and experience Irish Sea Moss. We got the strongest best. Experience our turmeric. It's the best. The products are so good. Our ultramethylene blue, our Shilajit, our Irish Sea Moss, our spike protein, pro cardiovascular, super formula, ultimate line fours. Experience it all. This is game changing. Also, site wide, 25% off on all apparel. All these new incredible designs of t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, Christmas designs, you name it, it's all there. We will continue to fight. We'll never give up or back down or sell out, but we could give out without your support. So I want to salute those that have supported and humbly ask those that haven't. Are we not the tip of the spear? Are we not changing the world? I need your support. Plus, these are great products. This is a win-win. So get in here right now. We need your help. They have appointed a state receiver to shut us down. We've basically exhausted everything in court. The receiver from the state court says he's going to try to have an auction, but we don't know. It could be 2 weeks from now, a month from now, but they say we should be closed by early January. Okay? Well, here's the deal. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network. That's funded by thealexjonesstore.com. But also, thealexjonesstore.com is funding InfoWars. Because if they have a real auction and the good guys are able to buy it, if they actually do that, unlike what happened in federal court, we'll stay here. It'll be great. So this is like we're on death row here. Do we get the reprieve again? So that's the struggles. That's why supporting us now at this critical moment is more important than ever. Plus, the products are insanely good. Just do your Christmas shopping early with us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything should become a VIP. It's not even a commitment. You cancel anytime for free. You get $30 to be a VIP each month. $40 instantly each month to spend the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everybody should be a VIP. You just get special offers and special deals and $40 for $30. So you make $10 on your first purchase right there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Step right up and behold a creation so powerful, so potent, it could only come from my secret vitality factory. Shilajit Gummies. Packed with ancient minerals and super-infused goodness, these little squares of power will boost your day faster than a fizzy lifting drink. Need that spark of pure imagination? Pop one of these into your mouth and feel the natural energy flow right through you. Visit thealexjonesstore.com.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yes. Oh, we're live. Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Okay, we've got some additional things I want to talk about. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the NHS in England is about to start an experiment where they're going to jab hundreds of children, some of them as young as 10 years old, with puberty blockers. That's right. The demonic NHS that's supposed to be concerned about your health and protecting your children wants to castrate them with puberty blockers, okay? And for what reason? Oh, they said they're going to do an experiment to see what effect puberty blockers have. Well, here's an idea. Kids have been taking puberty blockers for the last at least 10 years, And we have seen the effects, right? There was a child recently who took a puberty blocker. He was on a very famous TV show. I just read about this. I don't know if you guys can find this. Okay. His mother was encouraging. He was on a reality show. He was supposed to be the front page. Like, he was supposed to be the poster child of the trans kid, right? So if you remember, he was on this reality show, and he often would say things that suggested that maybe he really wasn't trans. And his mother would encourage him, no, this is who you are, and we support who you are. And he was on puberty blockers. And now he's an adult, he's in his 20s, and he's sort of come out as, like, he's not trans, but he's completely sterile. He's sterile. It's interfered with his natural development. He has a soft, childlike jaw. He has not grown up because they interfered with his natural development. So we don't need to be jabbing hundreds of kids with puberty blockers to see what the effect is. Why in the world would the English government be doing this? Well, I have an idea. Maybe it's because they're trying to further destroy the native British population by sterilizing and destroying their children. Because do you think any of the Pakistani Muslims who live there are going to have their kids sign up for this experiment? Do you think any of the Indian immigrants who live there are going to have their kids sign up for this experiment? Do you think any of the Middle Eastern Muslims are going to have any of their children sign up for this experiment? Do you think any of the African refugees are going to have any of their kids sign up for this experiment? No. This experiment is going to be predominantly white British children. I would put any amount of money on it that it's going to be 99.9% white British children, maybe one or two random Muslim kids who were foster kids that they scooped up and put in there. And they're going to completely destroy these kids. Okay, so Elon Musk tweeted about this. This is evil and cannot be allowed to proceed. I fully agree with him. And who else but Elon Musk should know about the horrendous nature of putting children on puberty blockers, as we've seen with his son, who now claims to be his daughter. I think her name is Violet. You guys correct me if I'm mistaken here. Who now prances around dancing, you know, and here's the thing. These kids that sort of these boys that become girls, they never just, like, I don't know, put on a dress and dream of, you know, having children and playing house and cooking. No. They become girls, and then they become strippers. They become hypersexualized. We see this, right? Elon Musk's son now dancing and twirling around in a hypersexualized manner that even if he was a girl would be inappropriate for his age. That should tell you what the plan and the agenda is, right? It's always about raping kids and getting the kids to be complicit in their own rape. Okay. And you might be thinking, like, I can't believe that we're letting this happen, but maybe this is because it's 2025. This is, again, my whole point of what happens when you are historically illiterate. No. The sexualization and destruction of children is always one of the first aims of any communist takeover of your government, okay? We all know about the Weimar Republic in Germany, right? That was a government. The Weimar was a government that was run by communist Marxists. And what did they do? They started the first transgender clinic. They did the first transgender surgeries. They started the puberty blockers. Okay, well, it happened even before that. Yes, it did. It happened in Hungary. Remember when I was talking to you about the Bolshevik takeover of Hungary starting in 1904? Well, by the time the Marxists were in charge, they had their number one Marxist, I don't know how to say his name, Georgi Lukacs. Okay, somebody help me pronounce this. It's G-Y-O-R-G-Y Lukakis. Well, they put him in charge of education. You guys can Google his name and pull up a picture. They put him in charge of education and culture. And what was the first thing he did? Oh, he started sex education in primary schools. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound like, remember when Florida was opposing this and they started a don't say gay bill and you had the leftist communist owned media losing their mind going, I can't believe that Florida is doing this. And it was like, can't believe they're doing what? Oh, they're not teaching kids about gay sex as young as 8 years old. And you thought maybe the world's just gone crazy and this is the first time this happened. No, it happened almost 100 years ago, actually a little more than 100 years ago, with Mr. Lukakis, who decided that teaching kids in primary school sex education was a very important goal. And he did this specifically in order to destroy the children's minds. That's right. That's right. Yep, the dangerous don't say gay. Here, let me go ahead and pull up Mr. Lukakis so everybody can see what I'm talking about. Here we go, guys. Mr. Lukakis. Doesn't he look just like he's so interested in your children and in their well-being? Huh? Doesn't he? Doesn't he just? Does? There we go. All right. This is, to me, this is the quintessential picture of a communist Marxist who wants to lay around, quote unquote, stimulating and ideas, but he does not. Well, look at his weak, soft, frail body that has never done a single day's hard labor, but he's going to sit around and pontificate about the way that your children should be educated, really destroyed, and the way culture should be, according to him. This, you guys can find this type in the streets of New York City, in Brooklyn. You've got all these lazy, soft, weak communists laying around the coffee shops, thinking about the way that society should be structured so they can do their art. And their art usually sucks, right? They're in the streets of San Francisco. They were once in the streets of Moscow. You know, you've now got the guy on the Young Turks. What's his freaking name? Do you guys remember his name? Piker. Thank you. Hassan Piker. The easily looks very similar. Look at that. Look at that smug. I'm going to wear my expensive suit. This guy's a millionaire and he wants to talk about eating the rich. You are the rich, bitch. So this is often what that comes from not being real. Okay. So the whole point of the sex education in primary schools was they specifically wanted to destroy the brains of young children, okay? They had a policy where they were specifically targeting children's minds, and they wanted to show them... Can you hear me? My camera back? Is it off? Oh, stop sharing my screen. Thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate it. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. A little technical difficulties as I am, doing this remote. Okay. But what was Lukakis's mission was that he wanted to break down the consciousness of the young Hungarian children so that they would reject Christianity. That was the target. So he showed them very depravitous, graphic, sexual content, things that kids shouldn't be seen, right? They shouldn't see. And the parents were outraged. Tell me if this does not remind you of exactly what's going on in our country now, right? You've got, thank you for this, right? Exactly. You've got the kids out here doing drag queen story hour, waving their flags, being taught about all the different genders they could be, all the different sexes they could be, right? These drag shows are specifically for the kids. You don't see the drag people going to read to people in a nursing home. No, they go to a school. The kids are being shown graphically sexual things on TV with the music videos, right? You had these books that were being introduced into schools to teach kids about anal sex and gay sex and how to perform fellatio. It's not a mistake, okay? It's not, this isn't an accident. This is not, oops, this is not, oh, we're trying to help your kids. Every instinct that you feel, they are trying to destroy your children, okay? And realize that these people hate you, they hate your kids, and they want to see the full destruction of Western society. You are at war, okay? You've been put on notice. You can't put your head in the sand and pretend, oh, maybe these people have good intention. No, you are at war. And being ignorant about it isn't going to save you or save your kids. And the next phase of this war is disarming and starving you. This is why you keep seeing another mass shooting orchestrated, another call to more limitations on gun rights. The Northeast of New York, Connecticut, New Jersey basically don't have gun rights. You have to go through a 2-year process to get a gun license up there. Okay, so they've basically achieved their goal there. And if you notice, it hasn't really stopped the violent gun crimes. It just puts law-abiding citizens, aka white people, as the target. Okay, so yeah, do not bury your head in the sand. Okay, because you don't like what this means and you don't like what it means that you will have to do. Okay, this is the time when the boomers could, you know, just be like, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and all that BS is over. It's over. These people want your kids. They want to destroy your kids. Okay, so you can't be out here pretending to not know and thinking, granting them, the idea that maybe they had good intentions. No. They've done this before. So pick up a history book. Go look at what happened with the Hungarian Soviet Republic. Go see how they destroyed the kids the exact same way. Go see how they foisted the most depraved imagery. Okay, all of their films, all of their culture, the voices that were the loudest were the ones that were the most depraved. Now look at present day America. Who are the megastars in present day America? Rappers who are going on talking about how they're gonna murder and rape. Sam Smith and his demonic dressing up as a fat transgender demon. This isn't a mistake, guys. This is not an accident. This is not, oops, this is not, we're just being artistic and fun. This is deliberate. This is intentional. This is psychological warfare. It's aimed at your children. And if you don't stop it, you're going to lose your kids. Okay? The time to fight this is not when your kids become transgender. It's too late then. Elon Musk, one of the richest men in the world, can't save his kid. What hope do you think you have? So, and you're responsible because your kids can't protect themselves. That's your job. So all of this stuff is completely connected. You might think like, oh, there was a break and it, the same mind virus. No. You see, what happened was after 1919 in Hungary, there was a revolution again and they overthrew the communist rulership. And Gregory Lukacs fled, came to New York, partnered up with Felix Weil. That's a good name, right? Another Marxist. And they started the Institute for Social Research, which became the home for, ready for it, the Frankfurt School, which found its home in Columbia University. I'm sure if you're listening to InfoWars, you have heard of the Frankfurt School. The Frankfurt School is responsible for every permutation of woke culture that you see today. It is responsible for the communist ideology that's running rampant. It is responsible for the gender ideology that's running rampant. It's responsible for the sexual revolution of the 60s, which started this whole depraved, immoral culture that we're in. It's responsible for the acceptance of LGBT ideology. It is responsible for all the sex education that's going on in your schools. Okay, so it's all connected and it's all going back to the beginnings of the late, well, I want to say it was in the late 1800s, early 1900s, when this communist Marxist ideology, which came out of the ethnically Jewish mind, which makes me ask Miss Melanie Phillips, once again, where is your historical guilt for the destruction of society and the and white Western culture that you have orchestrated for at least the last 120 years and probably further than that? Okay. And all of this stuff dovetails into the, all of these things, they seem like separate things, right? It seems like, oh, the genocide in Palestine is separate. The trans ideology thing is separate. The war on whites and aggravating Black people to hate white people is separate. But in truth, they're all connected subterraneously by these ideologies that come out of the Marxist mind that preaches a victimhood class, right? And teaches different quote unquote minority groups, which is a joke because the real minority are Europeans, which are less than 7% of the world population, okay? Teaches a minorities that they are victims of this oppressive Western Christian culture, and that Western Christian patriarchal culture must be overthrown for full liberation. Well, take a look around, guys, and tell me if you feel liberated. Tell me if you feel liberated as you go to work day in and day out, paying 30 to 40% of your income to a government that is aimed at destroying you and destroying your kids with psychological warfare. Tell me if you feel liberated when, if you say anything that calls into question the global homo regime, your whole life is canceled. Tell me if you feel liberated if when you speak out against Israel, everybody attacks you for being a bigot, you get deplatformed, debanked, you get death threats. Tell me if you feel liberated. Tell me if you feel liberated that if your child tells your teacher that they're a different gender, your teacher can transition the child without your knowledge. And if you oppose it, they can take the kid away from you. Tell me if you feel liberated there. No, I don't think so, right? That's not liberation. Everything they preach is in exactly inverted and satanic. The liberation they want is for you to be liberated enough to enslave yourself to these base human desires, which will be your masters, okay? Oh, you're so free. You can go on the web and watch any kind of pornography that you want. Isn't that freedom? Let's talk to the kids whose minds have been broken because pornography was available to them before they could even, let's say, learn how to read. And their first experiences with sexuality happened before they even hit puberty. And now they're completely broken and can't get aroused when there's an actual woman in front of them. Tell me if those kids are free. How about all the men who have to fight porn addiction and it's a constant battle in their heads? Don't go online. Don't go watch porn. Then they're just scrolling on X and they search the wrong thing and it comes up and they're back in the chains. Tell me if those people are free. Tell me if the 350 plus pound people who can't stop eating, even though they're completely destroying themselves and killing themselves, because everywhere they go, it's, don't you want this very tasty, disgusting thing? How about this one? How about this one? Right? Everywhere they go, there's a trigger for them to indulge in gluttony. Tell me if those people are free. Wasn't it better in the 1900s? You go look at old footage, go look at old photos. People are slim. They're thin. They farm or whatever. They make their own food. But none of them are, you know, suffering from mobility issues. And their brains are addicted to this stuff that is meant to hijack our survival instincts. Wasn't that better? Wasn't it better when you had your family around? They were down the road, and holidays would come, and the homes would be filled, 20, 30 people in a home celebrating, being connected to tradition, feeling a connection to God, and a sense that life had meaning, life had purpose. They have the old generation there guiding them, and then they're seeing the new generation. And there's a meaning to their life, and Christmas isn't just about the Black Friday deals you got. Wasn't that better? Now, what do we have? Friendsgiving? People you're not connected to? Just because they accept your fake identity that you didn't even make up, you didn't even want, but it's been forced on you? That's better? You have no connection to anyone around you? You don't feel at home? You don't feel like you have a country? There's no one here who you know? You don't feel like you could trust your neighbor? Because you can't, because your neighbor has no connection to you, and they'll turn you in for not wearing a mask in a globally orchestrated fake pandemic. You tell me that we're free now, but we were in prison before. And it's all because we don't know our own history, and because we're afraid, because we get attacked. And you do get attacked. You get attacked for telling the truth. That's true. You should still do it, because the cost of not telling the truth is this world that we live in that is completely devoid of meaning and connection and purpose, and our kids are killing themselves in one way or another because they don't see a way out, and there's no one holding the torch of truth and of light for them to say, wait a second, that's the way I'm supposed to be oriented. They're lost. It's completely dark. Nobody has held the torch. So this is the world that we live in, okay? And it's not new. It hasn't been started. We're going to go on break. There's a very somber moment here. But when we come back from break, we are going to be talking about the epic war on whites that's going on. Not just white people getting attacked, as we saw on the subways and walking down the street, women getting punched in the head by non-whites, but also when whites even defend themselves against non-whites, the full measure of justice comes down on their heads. We are in a war, folks, okay? The communists, the Bolsheviks have control of your government. All the signs are around you. It's time for you to wake up and see them. More when we come back.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right, Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the week and a half before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the InfoWar, take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app, for your desktop or phone, you get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.